yesterday afternoon, I get a text from Gino, and he says, Dave, I'm in excruciating pain. I don't know what's going on with me. I may not be in. And you said in the text you think it was a kidney stone.
Yes, and that's why you should always have a friend who's a doctor. So I called my friend Kyle, and he's an emergency room doctor. I described what was happening. He said, yep, that's what it is. It's a kidney stone. I said, is there anything I can do? He said, well, do you have any extra strength Tylenol? I don't have anything like that in the house.
You
I didn't.
Should.
Yeah. Well, I will now.
I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then he said, try a hot bath and, you know, press on that. I was on my hands and knees at one point. It was so uncomfortable. And I took that hot bath. In the middle of the hot bath, all of a sudden, I felt relief. And it's like, really? please just let this go away. 5 minutes later, I saw the little seed come out. And then I was euphoric.
Well, the crazy thing was, I was in the middle of doing a project at home, so I saw your text.
Right.
Then I was doing what I was doing, and I was thinking, well, I have to text everybody and let them know Gino's probably not going to be in. And I go to get my phone, and it's only like an hour and a half later, and you've texted, and you're like, I just went from agony to ecstasy. Yes. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
Like you were just.
Have you ever had a kidney stone?
No, never.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, I had one before, and I went to the emergency room, and it was not anywhere near this pain, and it was just discomfort, and it ultimately passed. So I thought, well, in the morning I could feel it, and I thought, okay, maybe this is what it is, except it got worse and worse.
So I was obviously told Cindy, and Cindy went on Facebook a little while later, and she goes, hey, look what Gino put up on his Facebook page, and it was the opening scene of Indiana Jones where the giant stone is rolling toward Indiana, and he's running, you know, because the stone is gone.
Yep.
But they say, Doreen, it sounds like you've had a kidney stone, okay,
yep.
You've clearly given birth three children.
Yep.
They often say it's like childbirth.
It is. The pain, I would say, was worse only because with when you're having labor pains, there's a rhythm to it. They last this long, they come this fast, and then it like speeds up, and you kind of know when it's coming. But with a kidney stone, you don't. The pain is there. It might stop for a second, then it comes back, and you don't know how long it's going to last or when it's going to be over.
And you don't really know what you're doing to affect that pain.
Right.
So,
or if you can do anything.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
All I know is I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Once it's gone.
Well, it's a shared human experience. I mean, so many people get them. This, from the Jimmy Kimmel Show, is Jeff Foxworthy.
Has anybody had a kidney stone out here? Seriously, the pain is so... And this is how I knew I had it. I felt great. I'm in the tire store, getting tires for the truck. Felt great. All of a sudden, it's like Chuck Norris kicked me in the back. I made a noise. I was like, ah! And then it hit me again. I was like, yeah. Well, D-Wayne, this kid that's ringing me up at the tire store, he looks at me and he goes, hey, I ain't no doctor. Which caught me off guard.
Yeah, of course.
He goes, I ain't no doctor, but I think you got a kidney stone because my brother had one, and that's what he acted like. And it wasn't that I didn't trust D-Wayne's diagnosis, but I thought, you know, Jeff, you have a little money. Why not get a second opinion? You know, so... So I actually go to the urologist, and he said, you don't have a kidney stone. You have five, and one of them's huge. And when you hear stone, you think smooth river rock. Kidney stone looks like a ninja Death Star. I mean, it's got points and claws and hooks. And he said, when they form in the kidneys, they don't hurt, but then they pass through a tiny tube called the ureter, and they just rip through nerves and blood vessels. And so that's... I thought I knew pain. I read online, they said the pain of passing a big one was the equivalent of a woman giving birth with no meds. And here's my argument on behalf of the kidney stone. I said, a year or two after giving birth, a woman will say, you know what, I'm about ready to have another child. You never hear a man say, well, I've about quit puking and crying. I think I'll drink a case of Coca-Cola, see if I can work up another. Yeah. And if you have one, never go to the hospital because they just laugh at you. One night the Percocet didn't make a dent, and so I said to my wife, you got to take me to the hospital. And I get there, and the lady said, what's wrong with you? And I said, I have a kidney stone. Well, she kind of laughs. She's like, well, you're going to be waiting a long time tonight, hon. And I said, no, ma'am, you don't understand. I said, I'm in the worst pain I've ever been in. She said, well, you just feel like you're going to die, but you're not. And she gives me the clipboard, so I go to fill out the information. I sit in the waiting room. I sit next to a guy that's got a knife in his head. This guy has got a knife sticking in his head. And I said, oh, my God, were you in a fight? He goes, no, I got a kidney stone. I did this to myself trying to get to the bathroom.